This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to join us. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010. Is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and make sure you ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You could be in business for yourself, make as much or as little money as you want, work as hard or as not hard as you want. I personally don't like working hard. And helping people with their nutrition and helping people understand how to use nutrition and using and selling the longevity products is sure isn't hard work. You're helping a lot of folks and you can make a good bit of money. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Now is the time to think about having a home-based business, 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. And if you want to take a look at our now approaching or maybe even over 900 four- and five-star reviews, go to truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. We have a guest at the bottom of the hour. The Windy City Nanny is going to talk to us about child care in the time of COVID. I sometimes wonder the impact this is going to have on a generation of children who are now 6 and 7 and 8 years old and dealing at this formative, all the kids who are at the time in their lives where their mindset is being formed, probably, I don't know, 6, 7 years old kind of thing, 5, 6, 7 year old, that's going to affect them for the rest of their life. It's kind of interesting. And we're going to talk to, there's probably things we could do to mitigate some of the damage. There's probably things that are just going to be, that's just going to shape the kid. We're going to talk to Florence Romano, the Windy City Nanny, about child rearing in the time of COVID at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, as we always do, 844-236-6010. So we have been talking about the distinction, the very important distinction and the very underappreciated distinction between water and fat. Fat-soluble, water-soluble, hydrophilic, lipophilic. All of this has to do with electricity, and this is so, so, so important. We are electrical beings. We think chemistry, but we're electrical. Now, if you're on this program, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know I'm all about electricity. I'm all about health being the end result of electrical flow. Period. That's it. We live in a chemocentric world, but we're immersed in chemocentrism, but we really live in an electromagnetic world. And chemistry only works because of electricity. fats and water are the fundamental distinction in chemistry because of their different electrical natures. We are electrical beings, so it makes sense that the two fundamental electrical natures, and there's other ways you can express this, by the way. I'll tell you in a second here what I mean. The fundamental nature of, because the fundamental nature of us is electrical, if we're going to be healthy, we got to understand how the electrical systems work. Now, fats and water are one way the different electrical charges or poles show up. Also, also what we call positive and negative charges. Also, what we call pH. So between pH, positive and negative charges, and water and fat solubility, you have the three ways of expressing the same kind of way electricity moves. And they're all kind of connected. pH is acid-base, as they say. That's a distinction. Charge is positive and negative. That's a distinction. And solubility is water solubility and fat solubility. That's a distinction. They're primary distinctions that are really fundamental. It's how chemistry works in a nutshell. Is the movement of electricity that shows up as watery and fatty, basically, or as acid and base. There's a really cool book called Healing is Voltage, which talks all about the relationship between pH, acid, base, and positive and negative. And all of this has to do with how our chemistry works, how our bodies work. Now, I've been in the skin business for a long time, and let me tell you something. If you want to have really beautiful skin, use chemistry, number one, use chemistry that facilitates electrical charges. That's why I use vitamin C. That's why I use retinol. All of these work with electrical charges. That's why I use electrolytes. And also things like galvanic current, topical galvanic current, to drive those active materials into the skin. You can have electricity, straight electricity onto the skin, and you can also have chemistry electricity onto the skin. Understanding the electrical nature of the body can help you with every single system. And it's as simple as understanding the importance of pH and acid base. That's why oxygen is so important, by the way. Oxygen acts like a positive charge. Or, I'm sorry, like a negative charge, like an alkaline. It's alkaline. If you want alkaline, you've all heard pH, the whole thing about eating for your, what do they call it? I forgot what they call it. Alkalinize or Die. That's a famous book that came out. Alkalinize or Die. The whole idea being that you want to alkalinize your body with alkaline foods. Well, the most alkaline, the fastest way to alkalinize your blood is not with food. It's with oxygen. In fact, that's how we're supposed to alkalinize. That's how we're supposed to get these negative charges. Sorry, positive charges. Positive charges suck things up. Negative charges spew things out. That's a good way of thinking about it. Negative charges are extra electrons. Positive charges are a shortage of electrons. So when you have a shortage of electrons, you have a vacuum cleaner effect. And that's why you want to be alkaline. You want your blood to be like a vacuum cleaner, not like a fountain. When it's like a fountain, we're sick. When it's like a fountain of electrons, we're in the hospital. When you have a vacuum cleaner of electrons, when you're sucking up electrons, you have, first of all, you have a current because you're sucking up electrons. And then also you have good health. You have an electrical flow. If you're sucking, think about this, you're pulling, just think of taffy. You're pulling taffy, you're creating a connection, you're making it longer. If you're pushing taffy, you're shrinking it. Energy current is like that. You're pulling, you're inducing a current when you put positive charges in. Where do you get the negative charges to be pulled? Food. Food should have lots of negative charges. That's the ideal situation. Your food is electron rich, and your blood has a shortage. And the relationship between the shortage and the fountain, the electron rich, creates a current, and that's when you're healthy. I hope that's not too tricky. I mean, it is a little bit tricky to understand. Long story short is you want to eat electrically rich and you want to breathe and you want to move your body. The combination of eating electrically rich and using nutrients to facilitate that electricity and breathing and moving and resting are where you get good health. That's where you get nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. That's the fourfold square of health right there in a nutshell. It's all because of electromagnetics. All right. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We've got the Windy City Nanny coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get you and your calls if you're there, if you have anything to say, at 844-236-6010. We'll be back right after this. Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got the Windy City Nanny coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about child rearing in the time of COVID or child care in the time of COVID. And then we'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. I was reading today from MedPage about amyloid plaques and sleep issues, and there's also a relationship to COVID, as it turns out. Amyloid plaques are the fibers that show up in the brain of patients who have dementia that are blamed for dementia. As it turns out, of course, we know that fibers don't just randomly form for no good reason. Fibers are a sign of repair. Fibrosis is one of those common threads that runs through the aging process. Fibrosis. In fact, a case could be made that fibrosis is the quintessential sign of the aging process. Fibrosis is how we... Fibrosis is behind all long-term chronic suffering. Anything you could do to reduce or eliminate, or I should say prevent fibrosis, reduce or prevent fibrosis is in your health interest, not just your physical health interest, your mental health interest, because pain comes from fibrosis. As anybody who's dealing with fibrosis will be able to tell you, pain comes from fibrosis. So anything you do to mitigate fibrosis, as far as Alzheimer's goes, Alzheimer's is fibrosis of the brain. Dementia is fibrosis of the brain, period. That's what it is. It's fibrosis of the brain. There's, by the way, there's a condition called amyloidosis, which is Alzheimer's dementia of the body. Yes, you can have Alzheimer's dementia. If you understand this mechanism, you can have Alzheimer's dementia of the body. It's amyloidosis, they call it. That's why I say you gotta dive deep to understand how the body works. Otherwise, you're gonna fall for everything. That's what's going on today, by the way. Because we don't dive deep into the body for whatever reason. It's not, for some reason, we're intimidated by it. We get pulled by the nose like a farm animal by those of us who are a lot smaller than us, who purport to understand things, purport to be authorities. And I say purport because they're just fronting too, although maybe they have some more data. It's kind of like, you know, you have these science. We have this thing about science, and we have this thing about expertise. That's it's all that in a bag of chips. No, it's not. Experts are wrong all the time. That's why we want to be our own personal experts. So-called experts are wrong all the time, and science is a religion too. You got to understand how science works if you're going to really take advantage of facts, of scientific facts, so-called scientific facts, because science changes. That's why I don't really pay attention to studies, by the way. There's certain parts of science that don't change, and that is the fact how your body's put together. That doesn't change. But beliefs, ideas about the cholesterol hypothesis, classic example, sodium hypothesis, another example. Now, these things that we know that are true in science, supposedly, vaccines work. That's another one. You know, we assume that those are science and they know what they're talking about. They're wrong all the time. We have to become our own authorities. We have to become our own experts. Because we have to do that with everything that we interact with, at least our own, you know, if not an expert, at least know enough to be able to make your own decisions. But especially with the body. All right, 844-236-6010. Got my buddy Kevin on the line from Moscow, Russia. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I heard you talk about breathing, and I said, yeah. Yes, this is one of the best things that you taught me. And as I'm getting stressed, like right now I'm looking for certain things in my apartment, throwing out the old, keeping the new, and I misplaced one of my eyeglasses. And when I do that, I start deep breathing because I don't need to be stressed.
Yeah. It's interesting how we reflect. We almost go into it like a reflex. We go into stress like a reflex.
Not with
you got to override it consciously. If you don't override it consciously, you'll just go into it.
There's some people will, and I see it, especially with my students.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to speak with you about is MACA. You got any good information?
Yeah, let me tell you about MACA. But first let me say something, Kevin. I want to thank you publicly for all the stuff you're doing with the YouTube. That's, like, amazing stuff. You put it together every day. You've done it for years.
And you know, so for the listeners, this is Kevin from Moscow, Russia, who does it. And you know, it's funny you would call today because I had Sinatra. Did you hear yesterday's show with Stephen Sinatra?
Yeah.
And you know, he's the only other guy I've ever met that talks like you, like that, with that kind of accent, like that intense. I shouldn't say that, but he's reminded me of you.
Yeah.
And then you call the next day. And also, by the way, I was going to tell you something about Shea Stadium.
Yeah,
the first game I saw there was the Cardinals, too, by the way. And I felt the same way how green it was.
It was, like, totally amazing when you...
Yeah, it was totally, I remember, as an 8-year-old kid, I looked at it, I had never seen green like that. It's cool.
The greenness was more outstanding than how big Shea used to be, especially when we were kids.
Yeah, that's funny. But when you wrote that to me, I'm like, damn, I remember thinking exactly the same thing. And the first game I saw was a Cardinals game. Anyway, nobody else cares about that. So the maca is really interesting. It's like nature, there's certain plants in the natural kingdom that have caffeine-like substances in them. Guarana. Have you heard of that one? Probably.
No.
And then of course all the cocoa and coffee that have the caffeine in there. But maca is another one of those. Maca is like a ginseng type. Ginseng is another one. It's an adaptogenic. The speed that you get, the buzz that you get, is not the same as the buzz that you get from caffeine. It's softer. It has nutrients in it. And if you do the whole maca plant, you know, you're going to get like vitamin C, you'll get copper, you'll get iron, you'll get, in addition to adaptogenic nutrients, you'll get electrolytes. It's really quite nutritious. If you chew on the maca root, for example, you can get fiber. Or if you eat the maca root, you can get fiber. Or if you chew on it, you can get things that are good for your liver nutrients. So it's pretty good stuff. It's also aphrodisiac. Suppose.
Well, that's not a bad thing, I guess.
There you go. All right. Does that help?
That helps.
Are you going to take it? Are you going to do it, maca tea?
Actually, I got capsules. It's a German formulation. Maxwell.
You let me know. Why don't you shoot me a note? Just let me know. Have you done it yet?
I got it actually last Monday. So today's the 8th
day. What do you think?
I don't get the
buzz
from it, because I'm the type of guy, I could have a strong cappuccino or espresso at 11 o'clock and be by 11:30.
So yeah, it's not that strong. No, it's not that strong. If you could do coffee, it's definitely not as strong as coffee. If you could do coffee, then you probably won't notice.
So it's not going to affect me.
But it's good if you're trying to wean it's good if you're trying to wean yourself off from caffeine. Because it gives you a slight buzz, but not as intense. So it's not like you're going cold turkey.
Oh, hold on, Nijan. My daughter's right here.
Oh, you know what? We got a commercial. What's your daughter's name?
Nijana.
I can't really understand that, but Bijana?
Nijana.
All right, well, I'm losing you there, Kevin. Hey, buddy, I'll talk to you later, man.
Sorry about that. Thanks
for staying in touch. All right, man. That's Kevin Peterson. He does all our YouTube videos. Thank you so much for doing that, Kevin. And thank you for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with the Windy City Nanny right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time for his chamber to vote on a new stimulus package.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
The Kentucky Republican says it includes more than $100 billion for the safe reopening of schools, but he says the bill does not include everything that Republicans want. And he disputes Democrats' claims that the bill includes a laundry list of GOP policies that would change the country. AstraZeneca is pumping the brakes on its Phase 3 coronavirus vaccine clinical trials, the pharmaceutical company saying it found what it calls a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials. The company says it will be investigating and will review the safety data. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Seven people were found shot and killed at an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made. Travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the four-day period last year. And a Christian group has launched a new effort to try to drive people against backing President Trump's re-election, especially in key swing states like Florida and Michigan. Faithful America, which describes itself as the largest online community of grassroots Christians acting for social justice, announcing the initiative yesterday, saying it's the first time they've chosen to become directly involved in election activity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com, and also benfuchsarchives.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, lots of good health information on all the websites, and a Join the Team link that you can click on to join the Brightside Ben team. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing burns and wounds and pre-surgery and post-surgery to prevent scarring, to slow down scarring or help accelerate healing. What I found out was healing is beauty. Healing is beauty. Health is beauty. When you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. All our True Treatment products are without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. All right, I am really excited to have our guest on, the Windy City Nanny. As she brands herself, she's an expert in child care. We're going to talk about COVID-19 and the future of child care. We'll talk about, well, that's kind of what I really want to focus on. Please welcome to the bright side, Florence Romano, the Windy City Nanny. Hey, Florence.
Or hi.
Is that what you go by, Florence, or Windy City? I'm not sure what to call you, Windy City Nanny. Just Flo? What do you go by?
Anything is fine. Florence Ann is my first name, like Marianne, and my nickname is Lo, L-O. So anything is fine with me.
Okay, well, I've been watching your video, so I'm going to call you Lo because I feel like I know you, as I told you. And I also told you that I thought it was so cool that you branded yourself. You have a little umbrella. You got an Instagram page. You're totally telegenic and look great on YouTube. And you're just, it's really cool how you've done that. I'm very, very impressed. Now, did you study nannying or did you fall into it or... There's no like degree. There's nothing you can get in the certification, is there?
You can go get, you know, certified and, you know, and certain skills, you know, for child care, but there's
no nanny.
Necessarily nanny degree. But there are certain programs you could get into that can help, you know, you kind of get certified in different, like I said, child care capacities. Mm. But I really started as a nanny because I just loved children. You know, I started as a mother's helper at the age of 11, and like a lot of young girls, kind of transitioned into being a babysitter. And then after that, it just kind of happened naturally. And then I started nannying for a bunch of different families and did it for 15 years. And it was the time of my life. And then after, you know, the winds changed in the Mary Poppins phrase, you know, you stay until the wind changes, and the wind changes for lots of different reasons in nannies' lives. And now I get to, on the other side of, you know, being a nanny in the home with children, I can work with families and children more of in a consultant way.
Wow.
And I really enjoy it. It's wonderful, wonderful work.
Are you like the family whisperer?
I've never heard it put that way, but I would like to say, you know, I'd like to think that I at least bring some.
Everybody,
some
that sounds like a cool skill. That sounds like a real necessary one.
Right, that sounds awesome. I think I would love to do something like that. But
all
you know,
right.
Really, what I you know, my philosophy really comes from three different platforms. I always say that you need to build your village, ask for help, and let love in. Those are the three things you need to do in order to make a successful family and to make the trifecta work, the trifecta being the parents, the children, and the caretaker or the nanny. And if you concentrate on that, if you pay attention to that, then I think you're going to be setting yourselves up for success in that family and making sure, first and foremost, that the children have a responsible role model in their lives to help them as they grow.
So, Pat, you just said a whole bunch of stuff there, man. So, build a village, let love in. What was the second one?
Ask for help,
of course.
Help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hardest one sometimes for people, to ask for help. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No. I was just going to say, during COVID, you know, asking for help has proved to be very difficult.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to talk to you about, was COVID. I see kids with masks. I see little kids not wearing masks, but seeing everybody else with masks. And I wonder, what do you think, as a student of the child, which I, you know, you obviously are a student of children, what do you think the impact of that is going to be on a generation in, say, the year 2040, 2050?
You know, if you look at history, we've all survived lots of different things. And I think that this is one of the things that we're going to look back on, and you're going to remember where you were when it happened and what the experience was like. But depending on the age of the child, you know, it affects them in a different way. It imprints on them in a different way. You know, it's funny when you think about how adults have reacted to COVID and then children, there's really not much difference. There's a lot of common denominators in terms of feelings. There's anxiety, there's stress, you know, there's fear, there's all sorts of different things. But and just because you're adult doesn't mean that you're not feeling these things maybe as strongly as a child. I believe, and maybe it's the eternal optimist in me, but I do believe we're all going to come out of this and be okay, and I don't think the lasting effects are going to be as extreme as one might think. It's always hard to see the other side when you're going through the storm right now. That's why it's very difficult, I think, for families and everyone kind of, I guess, in the country and across the globe to imagine life on the other side of this. But if history has showed us anything, it has showed us that life does happen and it does go on and we will get to the other side of this, but you have to do the mental and emotional work to get there. And that is for children and adults.
How would you recommend that parents like make sure that the kids were doing the work while they're young? What would you tell a parent to tell a kid?
I believe in emotional intelligence. I believe that emotional intelligence is very important. It's something that we have to teach children. And adults need to work on this as well. So during all this COVID stuff going on, you know, hiding what's going on from children, that's not the best plan. I don't believe in telling them every nook and cranny or scaring them. I think you have to censor and edit what information you share with them based on how old they are. But you have to allow children to express themselves the same way an adult wants to express themselves to family or friends. You want children to be able to communicate with you in an emotional language. But beyond that, you want them to be able to feel comfortable and safe having a conversation with somebody. They need to learn to do that. So they're also going to learn from your example. And I urge parents right now, as you know, in the political climate and in the COVID climate, all of it, be careful how you're reacting to television or radio or media that you're taking in, because children are picking up on that energy. It's permeating them. And everything is always a life lesson. Everything, you know, they're gonna mirror it. They're gonna watch it. They're gonna see it. So I feel that in order to keep yourselves emotionally and mentally healthy, you have to really make a concerted effort to kind of check yourself before you wreck yourself. Make sure you feel out the situation and think, am I acting in the best interest of my child? Am I being the right type of example to them?
Wow. That's not just for children, by the way. That's for everything. Check yourself before you. Did you say check yourself before you wreck yourself?
That yes, is for, check yourself
that's
before
really
you wreck
cool.
yourself.
That's yes. great. That is great. That's awesome. Yeah, you know, has this helped you be a better adult studying children? And has it helped you deal with adults more functionally or more effectively,
you
I should
know,
say?
A funny question, because I actually said to someone the other day that I truly feel that I'm constantly chasing the child inside. I'm chasing the child within me.
We got to take a commercial. I want to talk about that. That's a great point. We got to take a commercial break. We're talking to Windy City Nanny. Her website, windycitynanny.com. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Side, I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to the Windy City Nanny, the nanny that I will always think of from now on. Whenever I think of nannies, I will always think of you, Windy City Nanny. You have a Facebook page, you have an Instagram page, which I am a follower of, and a really cool blog, and you even quote Mary Poppins. You are a very special lady, Windy City Nanny. So before we went to break, you were saying something really interesting, and I want to get into that. You said you're constantly chasing the child within.
Yes. You asked me what I've learned from children about myself as an adult, and I think the older I get, the more I'm constantly chasing the child within, because they seem to get it better than we do. You know, when we're little, we look at the world differently than we do as an adult. You know, we're little, and we love everybody, and we're curious, and we're excited, and we're joyful, and, you know, we get older, and we get a little jaded, and we get a little cynical, and we see too much of the world, and we see things around us that are bad, and, you know, it starts to bring you down, and kids live in this kind of starry-eyed place, and not to say that we should all live in denial, and everything's just happy-go-lucky, because there are real things that happen in the world, but I'm constantly chasing that child within, because I believe that the balance, the origin inside a child is just so delicious, because you want to be able to look at the world with the eyes that a child does. Sometimes a child can explain things to us better than an adult because they're coming from such a pure place. So I think I'm constantly trying to find that purity still within me as an adult. And I admire it so much in children, and I always wonder, how can we translate those innate, very instinctive things that we have as children and make sure we carry that through adulthood?
And the Bible says you have to be like a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I used to watch my kid get out of bed in the morning, and I would contrast that with how an adult got out of bed in the morning. Well, like, an adult doesn't get out of bed or doesn't want to get out of bed, and a kid can't wait to get out of bed in the morning.
That's exactly it. You know, they leap out of bed.
Imagine if we leaped out of bed to go to work.
No, I don't think I've done that in a long time.
Can you imagine? That would be like in a movie or some like cartoon or caricature. Nobody ever leapt out of bed to go to work, right?
Exactly. But you know, but you're landing on a very important point, which is how do you still find that joy?
Yeah, how do you
still find that excitement as an adult? And you know, there are still things, of course, naturally as an adult that do bring you joy and excite you and all those different things, but it's
not much. Windy City Nanny. Maybe a couple of things.
Right now, it's hard to find the joy. I know it is.
There's a couple. You know, love will do it. Love does it.
It's true. You know, love does it. But I have always said that you can never count on anybody else to make you happy except yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to build happy life for yourself.
Yeah.
I've always been a person that always says to people, I never want to hear you say, and you'll never hear me say, when I get this or when I do that or when this happens, I'll be happy.
Nanny. You are a Zen nanny, by the way.
You know, I sound like I'm so zen, I guess, when I say this stuff, but I'm challenged by all of it the same way everybody is. But you know, it's through different life experiences and through talking to different people that I so admire how zen they are or how balanced they are.
Yeah.
You know, what do they do in order to keep themselves balanced or keep themselves grounded? And so, you know, it's a potpourri of things. You kind of take a little bit over here, take a little bit over there, and you shake it up.
That
becomes what you are.
No, that's awesome. You're so full of wisdom here. You know, it's interesting because it would take a wise person to really appreciate a child, and it sounds like you really get children. Like you really appreciate children. I could see why you'd be a great nanny, and I could see why you are a nanny because you sound like you really like you get off like enjoy get this surge of something, just love and beauty when you see children, right? I know what you're talking about.
I do. I'm so enamored with children and what makes up a child. But honestly,
the innocence.
It's innocence, exactly. Yeah. It's innocence, but it's also the idea that, you know, you're looking at a child and you're seeing so much promise and you're seeing so much hope, and that to me is just extraordinary. And
it's best of humanity. Wouldn't you say it's the best of humanity, a child?
It is the best of humanity. It is, and you want to look at a child and think to yourself, you know, what can I learn here? And I think for me, you know, why I'm enamored with children so much is I think the basic common value in life is everyone wants to feel understood. Everyone wants to feel understood by, you know, their friends, their family, whomever it is. Mm. And I feel for me, when you said that I understand children, I think for me it's just the idea that I want them to feel understood.
Oh,
I want them
beautiful.
To feel.
That's
and
awesome.
So I think that curiosity to me is what bonds me to a child is just wanting to know everything they know. I want to know how they look at the world, how they look at.
Yeah. They probably get it too, and they probably respond appropriately. Like you're probably creating great bonds when you do that with a child.
The bonds that you create with children are so different across the board because, you know, everybody has different personalities and, you know, you have to appreciate and honor and respect, you know, a child for who they are and the journey that they're about to go on. You know, we never stop growing. As adults, we should never stop growing. There's a line, a quote that is, I'm becoming who I'm becoming. And, you know, you're starting that at a very young age, you know, and so, you know, at almost 35 years old, here I am, and I'm still saying that. I'm becoming who I'm becoming, and I'll still say it at 45 and 55. And the last breath I take on earth, I will still be becoming whatever it is that I'm becoming. Because the point is you should constantly be chasing it. You should constantly be chasing a betterment or to learn more.
Improvement,
or love
Kaizen,
more.
Constant and never-ending improvement, like always learning, growing, evolving. That's what keeps you young, don't you think? I have this thing I call old man's disease that I found from my dad. I noticed it from my dad. Where you know everything. You know exactly how everything should be, what kind of tie you should wear, what kind of hair you should have, where your hair should be. Yeah, everything. Kind of car you should drive. You know everything about everything. And that's when you get old.
You do. It's true. I mean, you get old. That's the badge of honor you get to wear if you get to make it to old age, that you do know so much. And, you know, I grew up in an old-fashioned Italian family. My mom's parents, my nana and papa, they lived with me most of my life, and it was the best time ever. I mean, they were the loves of my life, my grandparents, and the wealth of knowledge that they were. You know, I always said to people, I didn't just get to know Nana and Papa. I got to know Florence and Adam, and I you can tell I'm named after my grandmother. She, you know, and so, I mean, that was the truth. I got to experience both my grandparents as grandparents, but then who they were as people, their life experience that they shared with us, their personalities and their hopes and dreams and fears and everything. I think that that's such a gift to be given, to be able to have a window into someone's world in that way. And I feel that something we really need to work on today in the world is respecting elderly. I think that we've let that go a little bit, where children think they're supposed to be equal to adults, and you're not. And I, you know, I was raised with a great deal of respect for my elders, for adults, and to learn from them. And so I think we need to kick it back a little old school in that way, and expose children to different cultures, different people, all sorts of different things, so they can be a fully well-rounded person who's kind and tolerant and loving and all these different things. But the only way you do that is if you give them the opportunity to experience different things. And so it's up to us. It's up to us to make sure we're surrounding our children with the influences that are important to you and the values of your family.
That's awesome, Wendy Sitting Annie. Thank you so much for that. You've got a blog, you've got Instagram, you've got Facebook. Do you have any books or anything? Have you written anything? Oh, you wrote a children's book.
Yes, Nanny and Me. You can go to my website, WendyCityNanny.com. It's a book that is told from the child's perspective about what happens when your parents go to work and who stays home with you. So it's about the transition of being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about the child care crisis. That was kind of the topic I was going to cover, but we never got to talk about it. Maybe you'll come on again. Well, that was very, very interesting. And you are definitely a guru that is coming in the guise of a nanny. And I know who you are, Wendy City Nanny. So you can't fool me. Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side. Appreciate it.
So much fun. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That was Florence Romano, Windy City Nanny. Her website is windycitynanny.com, and she's got a blog, and she's prolific and got lots of great YouTube videos. That was very interesting. And she's much more than a nanny. I know who she is. The Zen Nanny, Windy City Nanny. All right. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for longevity products and Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, and our Truth Reviews, 900 now, close to 900, 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreview.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.